Chapter 2, Roles and Responsibilities in Municipal Land Use. Roles and responsibilities are delineated both by statute and by function. There's three primary functions: legislative, quasi-judicial, and administrative. Different ground rules apply depending on which function is being fulfilled. This chapter discusses those ground rules and how they impact the roles and responsibilities of the local officials who occupy them. We'll start with the legislative function. Legislative function is a policymaking activity. It's shared by the Planning Commission and the local legislative body, the Select Board, City Council, or Village Trustees. Policymaking activities involve drafting and approval of municipal plans and bylaws, conducting public hearings, inviting public participation, and any activities which are used to determine the future direction of the community. The quasi-judicial function occurs after policy has been determined. Most often, policy is determined through the municipal plan, bylaws, or other documents. Quasi-judicial function involves interpreting and applying land use regulations to specific applications. It is occupied by whichever panels are designated to conduct development review in the bylaws. Most often, this is a development review board, zoning board of adjustment, or a planning commission. The administrative function also involves applying the bylaws to applications. Non-discretionary actions, such as issuing permits, assisting applicants, and enforcement proceedings, are all good examples of the administrative function. The administrative function is occupied primarily by the administrative officer, or, as it's often known, the zoning administrator. The Planning Commission. The Planning Commission's primary function is legislative, to prepare and amend the municipal plan and bylaws. They also provide community leadership on planning matters and have broad statutory authority. Their statutory authority includes capital budgeting, retaining consultants, conducting capacity studies, and any other tasks which are, quote, deemed necessary or appropriate to fulfill their duties as provided by Vermont state law. Most planning commissions are appointed by the legislative body, but planning commissions may also be elected. When legislating, making policy, the Planning Commission should conduct broad outreach to the community at large. They should actively seek participation from the public. They should represent all members and interests of the community and put the general welfare of the community above any personal interests. However, many commissions also conduct development review. Different ground rules apply when the Planning Commission is conducting development review. When conducting development review, the Planning Commission is serving as what's called an appropriate municipal panel, or AMP. AMPs are quasi-judicial bodies because they act like a court and apply the regulations. What is appropriate in a legislative capacity, reaching out to the public and inviting participation, is often inappropriate in a quasi-judicial capacity when applying the bylaws to a specific application. Planning commissions must be very conscious of which hat they have on. Appropriate municipal panels. An AMP is any board designated in the local bylaws to conduct development review. It may be a planning commission, development review board, zoning board of adjustment, or even a local legislative body such as a select board if designated in the bylaws. AMPs have some unique ground rules. AMPs should only approve applications that comply with the applicable bylaw or state law. They can only levy conditions that are authorized by the bylaw or state law. And if a project meets the applicable criteria, the AMP must grant the approval. Opinions of individual members must not affect the decision-making of the board, and above all else, AMPs must avoid conflicts of interest and refrain from discussing an application except as part of a public hearing. There's two common organizational models for AMPs, a Planning Commission and Zoning Board of Adjustment, and a Planning Commission and Development Review Board. In the Planning Commission Zoning Board of Adjustment model, the Planning Commission fills both legislative and quasi-judicial roles. Planning Commission will prepare the plan and bylaw amendments and also typically reviews site plan applications and subdivision applications. The Zoning Board of Adjustment, or ZBA, just occupies a quasi-judicial role. They hear zoning administrator appeals and review conditional use applications typically. Many municipalities operate with a Planning Commission and a Zoning Board of Adjustment. However, this model can be difficult for planning commissioners because actions which are appropriate when legislating may be inappropriate when conducting review, and it also tends to leave less time for planning. It can also be difficult for applicants because one application often requires review by both boards. The Planning Commission Development Review Board model. In this model, the Planning Commission is solely a legislative entity. They focus on the plan and any bylaw amendments. The DRB becomes the quasi-judicial entity. The DRB conducts all development review and hears zoning administrator appeals. Many communities find that this simplifies roles for board members, simplifies the process for applicants, and allows more planning to occur. In conclusion, for AMPs, there's two models. Either is fine, so long as members understand the differences in their roles and responsibilities. There's no conflict if individuals serve on both a planning commission and either a development review board or a zoning board of adjustment. Municipalities with low levels of development may wish to appoint some members to both boards. The administrative officer or zoning administrator. The zoning administrator is the face of local land use regulation. As such, the zoning administrator has great influence over the integrity of the process. By law, the zoning administrator is required to administer the bylaws literally. The primary functions include reviewing applications where AMP approval is not required, and referring applications to the AMP where necessary. The zoning administrator also assists the public and the applicants with the process, coordinates a unified development review process, initiates enforcement proceedings for violations, and provides staff support to the local boards. All actions of the zoning administrator are appealable. The zoning administrator is accountable to the local legislative body or municipal manager if the municipality has adopted that form of government. Zoning administrators are appointed for a 3-year term by the local legislative body after being nominated by the Planning Commission. Zoning administrators are only removable for cause after consultation with the Planning Commission. Staff planner. More and more municipalities have hired a staff planner. Some are even sharing a planner. Staff planner is not defined by statute and may occupy unique roles depending on the needs of the community. A professional planner can assist the Planning Commission with plan and bylaw updates, apply their professional knowledge to difficult problems facing the municipality, and facilitate a good public participation process when amending the town plan or the bylaws. Typically, staff planners provide staff support to the Planning Commission and allow other staff members to support the appropriate municipal panel. Local legislative bodies can be a select board, city council, or village trustee. The local legislative body plays a critical role in administering a successful land use program. Their primary functions involve making infrastructure decisions based on the town plan, such as where the water and sewer infrastructure should be located. They're charged with appointing and removing officers, adopting the municipal plan and bylaws, setting a tone that supports land use planning, and fostering an open dialogue among all the local officials involved in the land use planning and regulation process. The legislative body is also charged with ensuring accountability among local land use officials. In this respect, the legislative body represents the voters. While removals are not common, appointed planning commissioners can be removed at any time by unanimous vote of the legislative body. Elected planning commissioners may not be removed. AMP members may be removed for cause by a majority vote of the legislative body. And administrative officers may be removed for cause by a majority vote of the legislative body after consultation with the planning commission. Any of the for cause removals require a hearing by the legislative body prior to removal. The municipal manager and administrator. The manager is the chief administrative officer of the municipality and supervises all staff and programs. The manager manages the budget, advises the legislative body on all matters, and often interacts with legal counsel. The manager is charged with ensuring performance among staff and also plays a key role in facilitating communication among the boards. Many municipalities have an administrator, and the administrator may fulfill a similar role as the manager if delegated that authority via a charter or a job description. The municipal clerk. If there is no manager or administrator, the clerk is often the most visible local official. The municipal clerk is often the first stop for the public when seeking information from the municipality. Like the legislative body, the clerk is elected and is accountable only to the voters. Municipal clerk's duties include certifying plans and bylaws, recording public records, such as subdivision plats, and filing hearing minutes. Some municipal clerks may also assist the land use boards with warning meetings and hearings. The Regional Planning Commission. Regional planning commissions serve every municipality in the state. Their professional staff can provide local officials with technical assistance and education on a wide variety of issues. Their staff often assist with land use, water quality, transportation, and emergency management planning. They're also charged with coordinating the regional planning process. Regional planning commissions are governed by a board of commissioners representing each municipality in the region. Planning consultant. Planning consultants can provide expert assistance with drafting plans, bylaws, capital budgets, etc. They can address difficult issues such as downtown revitalization or a difficult traffic intersection. Hiring a planning consultant can allow the planning commission and the legislative body to focus on the needs of the community without worrying about the technical solutions for the problems that the community is facing. Advisory commissions. Advisory commissions have broad authority in Chapter 117 to assist the legislative body or the planning commission with furthering the goals of the municipal plan. Their role is to provide counsel, expertise, and advocacy on matters within their purview. Advisory commissions must have at least 3 members, all of whom are appointed by the legislative body. The most common advisory commissions are conservation commissions, housing commissions, historic preservation commissions, and design review commissions. The municipal attorney. The municipal attorney plays a key role in an effective land use program. The municipal attorney helps ensure procedural compliance, advises the boards during their deliberations, and often assists the administrative officer with enforcement actions when needed. Applicants, you will find, will often be represented by counsel. It's logical, then, that the municipality should be as well. Finally, we'll summarize the roles and responsibilities chapter. There's three primary roles: legislative, quasi-judicial, and administrative. There's unique ground rules for each. When legislating, you want to reach out broadly to the community. When quasi-adjudicating, you should focus on the parties and the proposal. That's not the time to make policy. And when administrating, those officers have little discretion and should focus on the requirements of the bylaw.